ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. वी आर् स्टडिङ्ग् दि गास्पल् आफ् श्री रामकृष्ण एड्वैस् टु हौस् होल्डर्स् ट्यूस्डे अक्टोबर् 24, 1882. It was 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The master was standing near the shelf where the food was kept when Balaram and M arrived from Calcutta and saluted him. Sri Ramakrishna said to them with a smile, "I was going to take some sweets from the shelf, but no sooner did I put my hand on them than a lizard dropped on my body. At once, I removed my hand, and all the devotees laugh. Oh yes, one should observe all these things. You see, Rakhal is ill, and my limbs ache too. Do you know what is the matter? This morning, as I was leaving my bed, I saw a certain person whom I took for Rakhal." Again the devotees laugh. "Oh yes, physical features should be studied. The other day, Narendra brought one of his friends, a man with only one good eye, though the other eye was not totally blind. I said to myself, what is this trouble that Narendra has brought with him? A certain person comes here, but I cannot eat any food that he brings. He works in an office at a salary of 20 rupees and earns another 20 by writing false bills. I cannot utter a word in his presence because he tells lies." These are a few of the incidents. In the afternoon, when Sri Ramakrishna was at Dakshineswar, some devotees had come. Among them, Balaram was there, M was there, and Balaram's father also was there. And they saluted him. Now what happened? Just a short time back, Sri Ramakrishna was trying to take a sweet from the shelf and a lizard had fallen. And many Hindus have the superstition, a lizard is looked upon with superstition. And that too, various types of superstitions. If the lizard falls on the head, one effect. If it falls on the hand, another effect. If it falls on back or other part of the body, some different effect will be there. So the point is, these are inevitable events that happen in our life all along. But we can also add any creature. Maybe ants can fall. Maybe so many other insects are there. Mosquitoes, of course, fall upon us. Flies also fall upon us. Was Sri Ramakrishna really superstitious? That is the point we have to understand. What is superstition? Unreasonable fear is called a superstition. Sometimes these things happen because of certain repetition. Supposing a person is already endowed with some superstition, and he stepped out of his house and suddenly he saw a cat passing from right to left or left to right, whatever it is, or a crow was crowing, and then he doesn't mind for the first time such a thing. He doesn't even think about it. So he goes about his work. Something doesn't happen, something nice doesn't happen, rather something unfavorable. Something unfortunate happens. It could be even an accident. So, second time, some other time, same thing repeats. Now this man's mind starts thinking, whenever I see a cat passing from one side to the other side, or a crow is crowing, or a widow is passing from one side to the other side, etc., etc., and he connects these events, even though the events have nothing to do. Why do I say they have nothing to do? That's because anything that happens in our life is bound to happen, whether they are associated with some events or not. Why? This is called karma siddhanta. Whatever we have to go through, the effects of whatever we had done in the past, not only in the previous lives, but even in this life. Supposing a student has not studied properly, neglected the studies, and spent his time in playing or in doing something useless, some things, we can easily predict this person is not going to be any great. There is no steadiness, no concentration, no interest. But we find some other boy, student, boy or girl, and they pay attention and they go on doing something very serious. Whatever that student does is done with great seriousness. Then even we predict this boy or this student is going to be somebody. But this is how superstitions develop. This is the negative side. So let things happen. That is not the important point. But if we go on anticipating, oh, today I have seen such and such a thing, so something bad is going to happen, then it is something regrettable. The whole life will be filled with misery, unhappiness, failure, etc. So, is superstition good? Thing is, we become very superstitious. It shows, first of all, our rational capacity, the capacity to think deeply and logically is very weak. Secondly, it develops into a kind of samskara, habit. And then we prove ourselves again and again, I failed because of such and such an event. So that is what Yoga Vasistha calls it, lack of purushakara. What is there? Let these things happen. If I have the willpower, I can achieve whatever I want. That's what Vedanta teaches, especially Yoga Vasistha Ramayana. Now, is there any positive side to this superstition? Yes. Those who are not superstitious, often they become callous, purely relying upon their own cleverness, rationality. And that is not good, because until they get hard blows in life, they go on thinking themselves that we are hum sab janta, we know everything, and they are very egotistic about it, proud about it. Many people have become devotees, especially believing in God. Because what is a superstition? Irrational belief is called superstition. But even God, that there are higher worlds, we read about them in the scriptures, and they are also, in a way of speaking, irrational beliefs only. Why do I call them irrational? So we have to understand the word irrational or rational. There are certain things which we experience in life and we can reason them out. 2 + 2 = 4. But there are certain things we have no way of knowing them, because they pass beyond any type of human logic, human understanding, and that is what is called Veda. By definition, Veda is what? By any other type of knowledge, instruments, if we cannot arrive at the right knowledge, and only because Veda tells about such things, and that is the real purpose of Veda. Veda is a pramana. Pramana means proof of or certainty of certain things. Even when a mother wants a child to prevent her baby entering into some room where there are certain harmful objects are stored, don't go there. There is a ghost and it will gobble you up. At that time, the baby has no understanding, completely believes in the mother's words, and fearfully looks at that room, even when it is closed. But it is for his own good, and the mother knows it, and the child will know it later on. But there are certain things we can never know until we experience them. For example, there are other worlds, higher worlds. Only higher worlds? No. Lower worlds are also there. Hinduism divides the entire creation into 14 lokas. So starting from our world, this is called Bhuloka, Bhuloka, and Bhuvarloka, and Suvarloka. So Satyaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Maharloka, etc. 7 or 6 more higher worlds are there. And starting from one world, which is filled with lot of suffering. So Atala, Sutala, Talatala, Patala, etc. 7 worlds are there. In essence, what it means is that what we experience in our mind is called a world. When we are happy, we are in the higher world. When we are very happy, we are in a higher world. When we are very, very happy, then we are even more higher world. When we are unhappy, we are in the lower world. When we are very unhappy, still lower world. So these are acceptable because we experience many degrees of both happiness and unhappiness. And by the way, happiness and unhappiness are the results of what we had done in our past births. But in this birth, our body is the resultant of what we did in the past. Our parents, our status in society, our opportunities in this world, everything depends upon what we did in the past. I find it very curious that people say we don't believe in it. But do you have a better explanation? Why is it there is a huge rich man's building and by the side there is one hovel in a very dilapidated condition? There also babies are born. So one baby is born in the most luxurious home. Another baby is born under the most unfortunate circumstances, not only mere poverty, but drunken, lecherous behavior and continuous quarreling, squabbling, fighting with each other, even sometimes murdering each other. These are called slum areas. Whether it is in America or UK or any other so-called advanced, developed countries, this eternal problem is there. There are also tramps. There are also very privileged rich people are there. Lords and ladies are political or business figures. How do we explain that? Okay, a person is working and maybe he's intelligent. He's accumulating lot of money. Can it be an explanation? No. Why? Why do I say that? Because there are equally or even more clever people who are trying to do even better than the other person is doing. For some reason, the other person is prospering more and more. Well, these people's attempts, they might fail. So we see that clearly, even in terrible accidents, many people die. One person comes out unscathed completely, as if nothing had happened. Every day we experience these things, not once but multiple times. What explanation have we got? Oh, by accident. Saying accident is not an explanation. It is only stunning the brain. That is why the scriptures are there. They tell us higher worlds are there, including Brahmaloka. God exists and karma phala exists. Higher and lower lokas exist. And each one of us come really from God. Recently, I was hearing a talk by a very famous historian. And then he is making a statement. Somebody asked him, do you believe in God? He says, I don't believe. If there is a God, as generally people think, who is the creator, who is the protector, who is the dissoluter, then so much of evil is going on. So much of suffering is going on. And he doesn't do anything. I don't believe in such a kind of God. And this must have struck a very great chord in millions of people. because we have sold our intellect to these people, because thanks to social media, YouTube, etc., if there is somebody who is very famous and who is followed by millions of people, and whatever comes out of the mouth of such a person is a gospel truth. Funny, isn't it? Even to say it is a gospel truth. So the person is aware there are gospels. Gospel means not gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. That also can be included, of course. But the Christian Bible, which is called the gospels. So what is meant is, if a great man says God doesn't exist, and if he exists, then he has to prove that poor fellow had to prove himself. How? So make the whole world happy. Is it rational even to expect that the whole world can be really made happy? Happiness and unhappiness are varying phenomena. If we do not really experience unhappiness, we will not even know what is called happiness. There is a very curious state of the mind, very nature of the mind. If I am continuously happy, then I will not know what is called happiness. There must be continuous break between happiness and unhappiness. Anyway, what is the discussion that we are having? First, whether Sri Ramakrishna was superstitious, and what should be the answer? My answer would be, God had incarnated in the form of Sri Ramakrishna in this age, and when God incarnates as a human being, he behaves exactly like a human being. He also keeps some superstitions, just like any one of us, so that we can feel our affinity, our closeness to him. Otherwise, he will be head and shoulders above all of us, very difficult to keep up. Oh, he is okay. But I can never approach him anywhere near. No, the very word avatarana means he comes to the state in which we find ourselves, all of us. And good and evil, happiness and unhappiness, birth and death, everything they also have to experience. That is why in Bengali, it's a very beautiful saying, Pancha Bhuter Phande, Brahma Pode Kande. That is to say, even if Brahman falls into the net of Maya, Maya means five elements of which this entire creation is made, he also weeps like any one of us. So Sri Ramakrishna gives the example. Rama had to weep when Sita was kidnapped by Ravanasura. So superstition is good. That shows, that makes us humble, that makes us feel we are ignorant human beings. But superstition, we can control superstition, we can cherish superstition, we can entertain through superstition, but superstition should not sit on our head like a ghost. Oh, today I have seen my whole day is spoiled. That kind of attitude is only for a very weak type of minds that is going to happen. So, this point came up. That's why I'm telling Sri Ramakrishna behaved. That is why so many people could not understand Sri Ramakrishna. Even his own intimate devotees could not understand him. As I said, one day Sri Ramakrishna sat down to eat, and there were 5-6 dishes, and one devotee was passing remark in her own mind, oh, he loves, great man, spiritual man, but he loves to eat. What does the devotee mean? Means he is okay in every respect, he is a saint, but in respect to the food, he is not having mastery. He has not conquered his tongue. That would be the understanding there. So they behave like that just to make us approach nearer to them, but at the same time, it can also keep unwanted people away from them. That's what Sri Ramakrishna is telling, that at once I removed my hand, but all the devotees laugh because they know that nothing can happen to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna is telling, oh yes, one should observe all these things. You see, Rakhal is ill and my limbs ache too. There is a great meaning in every word of Sri Ramakrishna. If Rakhal is ill, why my limbs should ache? Because we can also do that. If somebody in the family, a mother, feels very sick, if her baby is sick because of her love, identity. Sri Ramakrishna is continuing another superstition. Do you know what is the matter? This morning, as I was leaving my bed, I saw a certain person whom I took for Rakhal. And as a result, you know, some unhappy events must have taken place. But Sri Ramakrishna, what is he telling? We all have that belief. I also have that belief. That is why I want to protect myself. Even I don't want to see my own face early in the morning. So I have a photo of the Holy Mother. And then I bow down. First thing I want to see, look at her. As soon as I switch on, I look at her feet, say, oh Mother, please protect me throughout the day. You can also do the same thing. Don't even look at your own face. Who knows what misfortune it may give? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I feel. So, Sri Ramakrishna saw some person, and it is true. Some persons are so evil that looking at them early in the morning, even if nothing bad happens, but our mind will be spoiled thinking about certain bad things. And then Sri Ramakrishna is telling, oh yes, physical features should be studied. The other day, Narendra brought one of his friends, a man with only one good eye, even though the other eye was not totally blind. It may be that, or it may be, he may be what we call squint-eyed. There are so many people, squint-eyed people. So what is this trouble that Narendra has brought with him? Because a squint-eyed person, why did he become a squint-eyed person? He must have done something, and I am a believer in all these things, something bad. He must be looking in a bad way in the past lives at other people, are becoming jealous, are wishing them. This jealousy is a very common thing. So one good-looking person cannot tolerate even a better-looking person. And if the other person has better dress, better ornaments, better whatever, or even I have observed people, if these, the other person is more, a bit more close to any holy man, sadhu, that also brings in terrible jealousy. Oh, Swami favors that devotee, not me so much, etc. I am telling all these things because I have been observing them, and it is not good to have that kind of feeling. Okay, let the other person be closer, but what is important is being close or being loved by a holy man is not important. What changes are happening in my own life? Am I becoming a better person? Am I able to withstand the evil? Am I able to wish the welfare of everybody? And the more I progress in spiritual life, the more my outlook will be like the holy person's outlook or God's outlook. God doesn't see anybody who is a rakshasa. For example, we have to ask ourselves when we are reading, for example, Ramayana. Was Rama looking at Ravanasura just as we look at our enemies? No. Rama, in fact, holy people interpret Ramayana because one has to worship Mahamaya. Only when Mahamaya's grace falls, then only the person will be able to obtain the grace of God. And those who have studied the life of Sri Ramakrishna, they must be remembering this incident. When Sri Ramakrishna came to Varanasi, he had a vision at Manikarnika Ghat. Yes, he was about to get down from the boat. Suddenly he saw there are so many funeral pyres were going on. Ramakrishna saw Shiva, a tall white person, moving from one pyre to another pyre, whispering the Taraka mantra in the ears of that person. And this is clearly written in the Shiva Puranas, like especially in Kashi Khanda. There is a book called Kashi Khanda, that means part of a Purana, Mahapurana, which is part of the another big book, Shiva Purana. And there it is written, the Kashi is the holiest place. Anybody who dies here will get mukti. And Sri Ramakrishna saw it in a vision actually happening. But what was not described in the books was that Shiva was moving away, having uttered Taraka mantra into the ears of the Jivatma. Remember, body is dead. Jivatma is not dead. As much alive as when the body was functioning. But Sri Ramakrishna saw Mother Kali with a sword following Lord Shiva, cutting all the bonds, Maya's net, her own net, and releasing the Jiva from the influence of Maya. What is Maya? Ajnana. What is Ajnana? That I am Shiva. That knowledge is lost. Then who am I? Mano buddhya hankara chittani aham. I am the mind, I am the body, I am the buddhi, I am the prana, etc., etc. That is called Mahamaya. As soon as mother cut that ajnana, jnana alone can burn ajnana. Light alone can destroy darkness. So immediately that jiva understood, I am Shiva. Whether the person says, I am Shiva, Shivoham, Shivoham, like in Nirvana Shatkam, or Aham Brahmasmi, it is all exactly one and the same thing. So what is this Taraka Mantra? Some people still studying the Puranas say it is Ramanama. It doesn't matter. It could be Ramanama, Krishna Nama, Jesus' name. It doesn't matter, Allah's name. But what is important is, it must destroy the ignorance. That which destroys ignorance and reveals the truth about oneself, that is called Taraka Mantra. The very word Taraka, definition of the word Taraka is the savior mantra. That which saves one from future births, from future experiences of happiness and unhappiness and repeated births, that is called Taraka. That which saves, that which takes one to the real knowledge of one's own nature, that is called Taraka Mantra. So it doesn't matter. Rama Bhaktas believe Rama's name will give them liberation. The greatest example was Valmiki. He was such a tamasic person. He was not fit to utter the word Rama. So his guru had to initiate him into opposite Mara. So, Mara, 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 if a person goes on repeating, then it becomes Rama. These are all Puranic stories, doesn't matter. But he had complete faith in the Guru and he repeated and he became what you call saved. And the greatest devotee of Rama and the greatest biographer of Rama, whether it is Valmiki Ramayana, or it is Vasishta Ramayana, whatever it is, Adhyatma Ramayana, it doesn't really matter. So, what I am trying to tell you, that there are certain things. So, if we look at the face of another person, and especially worldly person, even if we are not superstitious, the very thought, you know, when you look at a person, some thoughts arise about that person. And that is what is important. So when I look at Sri Ramakrishna or Holy Mother, thoughts about them should arise even for a short time. But when I look at somebody else, our judgment about the other persons, what is it? It is human nature. In course of our association with other people, sometimes what happens, maybe the other person has insulted me, or I felt I was insulted, or harmed me or did not help me, we are apt to remember these things continuously like a broken gramophone record. But on the other hand, the person might have done a lot of good to us. We may not remember. General rule is, we only remember the negativity, not the positivity. It is God's nature, holy people's nature, to remember only the positive side of something. So, even from that angle, as soon as I look and take their name, then I remember who they are, who I am, what is my relationship with Holy Mother, with Sri Ramakrishna, and what they did. This is how we can develop our devotion to them. So before going to bed at night, you bow down to Holy Mother, Sri Ramakrishna, and Swami Vivekananda, and your own Guru, and then you sleep. I am in safe hands, like a baby feels restless when mother is not there. But as soon as mother comes and lies down, then the baby, happily, he forgets. It forgets itself. Like that, our nature also should be like that. That is why we have to take these things a little bit more seriously. It is not that something evil happens if we see some certain types of persons' faces in the morning, but their thoughts may make us more worldly or dampen our devotion to God. That's all. Now, Sri Ramakrishna tells, this person must be, he was a liar. Sri Ramakrishna came to know, he earns 20 rupees a month, but he earns 20 rupees, what is called bribes, by writing false bills. I cannot utter a word in his presence because he tells lies. Sri Ramakrishna was an embodiment of truthfulness. Sri Ramakrishna's father was an embodiment of truthfulness. What about Chandramani Devi? If we think she was a person who was not truthful, Sri Ramakrishna would never be born, God will never be born to parents who are not truthful. Even though it is not specifically mentioned, she always looked upon everybody as her own child, and a mother never wishes ill of anybody. Now, about Balaram Basu, the topic has turned. Balaram comes from a family of devout Vaishnavas. His father, now an old man, is a pious devotee. He has a tuft of hair on his head, a rosary of tulsi beads round his neck, and string of beads in his hand, what is called Japamala, Tulsi Mala. He devotes his time to the repetition of God's name. He owns much property in Orissa and has built temples to Radha Krishna in Kotar, Vrindavan, and other places, establishing free guest houses as well. He was a very pious man. Important note we have to keep in mind here. This Balaram Basu was one of the greatest devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. And Sri Ramakrishna used to consider Balaram Babu's house, Balaram Bose's house at Bosepara Lane, as his Calcutta parlor. That means whenever he goes to Calcutta, and he stays in Balaram Basu's house. And Balaram Basu is coming from a what is called large lineage of devout Vaishnavas. And because of Orissa, Lord Jagannatha is the greatest deity. Like for Andhra people and many other people, Lord Venkateshwara is the deity. So this Balaram Basu, because of certain reasons, as if he was not very healthy person, he had to come to Calcutta for treatment, etc., leaving his Orissa estate, etc. But then, that is not the real explanation. He and Sri Ramakrishna had an inalienable relationship. Somebody has to look after Sri Ramakrishna, and one of the suppliers of Sri Ramakrishna's welfare was Balaram Basu, who was appointed by the Divine Mother herself. This person will be your supplier. And this same Balaram Basu also comes in previous births. Previously, he was the supplier of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the 15th century. How do we know about it? Because of Sri Ramakrishna's words. Says one day, talking about M, Sri Ramakrishna says, I saw you in the Sankirtana party of Chaitanya I saw Balaram and a few other devotees. So, whenever God comes down, he brings down some of his intimate devotees so that his dharmasthapana can progress. So, Balaram, he comes from a long lineage, a family of devout Vaishnavas. And Balaram Basu's father, now an old man, is a pious devotee. So, he, like Vaishnavas, he keeps a tuft of hair and a rosary of tulasi beads, tulasi mala, is reverentially kept. Tulasi leaves are taken as the Shiva Bhaktas venerate, revere, bilva leaves. So, like that, tulasi leaves, and they are all medicinal leaves. That is the wonder of wonders. Bilva leaves are very medicinal. Tulasi leaves are very medicinal. And they are deliberately associated with Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, etc. So that along with devotion, they are considered actually devatas. Tulasi Mata and Bilva Vriksha is one of the favorite fruits, bale and bilva leaf for worshipping Lord Shiva. So, our rishis wanted our, not only our spiritual welfare, our physical, mental welfare also. Many people, many of us do not take notice the effect of food. Our ancient rishis have understood it. Even as far as Chandogya Upanishad goes, the beautiful statement we have studied, Ahara Shuddhau Sattva Shuddhihi Sattva Shuddhau Dhruva Smritihi. So when a person takes sattvika food, then his mind becomes more and more sattvic. And the result of sattvika type of mind is that the remembrance of God, remembrance of who we are and our relationship with God becomes firmly fixed. That is why Vaishnavas, especially followers of Ramanujacharya, feel so much. And that also has led to this discrimination between the low caste people. We should not touch their food, etc. Even though there are so many superior, very great devotees among the Shudras also. Now, this Balaram Basu's father also had visited Sri Ramakrishna. He was very fortunate. And then he also did a lot of good things. And he was a Jamindar there. And he has built temples to Radha Krishna in Kotar, Vrindavan, etc. But in elsewhere in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna was remarking, because Balaram Basu's father had come to visit him, and then continuously they go on repeating. One side they go on carrying on the conversations, other side also, continuously they will be moving the rosary. That means a part of their mind is kept, and there are great devotees. There is not mechanical movement, really they mean. There was one great soul, Vaishnava leader, he is called Baba Kalna, a place called Kalna. And that person was really a great, spiritually advanced Vaishnava. That's why he was elected as a leader of Vaishnava community. Ramakrishna heard about it and he went, he visited. He had wonderful experiences with him and he certified. He was highly advanced in spiritual life. Anyway, so why is it? The topic came now in the presence of these devotees. Why is it that people do not see God? It is the most wonderful question for all of us. Why is that we do not see God? Why is it that we do not even have the desire to see God? And before we go into the discussion, definitely I would like to point out this fact. It is very important that what is seeing God? First of all, before we see God, we have to see goodness in people. And goodness and love are very closely related. If you see this food is very good, it will be healthy food. There are people who see tasty food as good food. I'm not talking about that. When we see food is very good and it becomes better, when it is offered to God, it becomes even better. When it is offered to God, whether it is கிருஷ்ணாய சமர்ப்பயாமி, கோவிந்தாய சமர்ப்பயாமி ஆர் வேதாந்திக் பீப்புள் பிரம்மார்ப்பணம். ஐ எம் ஆஃபரிங் இட் டு பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஆஃபரிங் டு பிரம்மன். ஐ டு நாட் ஐ எம் நோவேர் இன் தி பிக்சர். தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஒன் வே ஆஃப் ரிமெம்பரிங் காட். எவ்ரி திங் பிலாங்ஸ் டு காட். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் தி ஃபஸ்ட் திங்? வி ஹாவ் டு கெட் ரிட் ஆஃப் ஆல் நெகட்டிவ் குவாலிட்டிஸ். ஒன் ஆஃப் தி நெகட்டிவ் குவாலிட்டிஸ் இஸ் துவேஷா. துவேஷா மீன்ஸ் ஹேட்ரெட். ஹேட்ரெட் மீன்ஸ், ஸோ தேர் ஆர் டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேட்ரெட் வி சீ இட், ஆர் டூ ரீசன்ஸ் வை வி டெவலப் ஹேட்ரெட். ஒன் ரீசன் இஸ் சம் பீப்புள் டூ அஸ் ஆக்டிவ் ஹார்ம், தென் வி டெவலப் ஹேட்ரெட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தெம். திஸ் பர்சன் ஹேட் ஹார்ம்ட் மீ. பட் தெர் இஸ் அனதர் டைப் ஆஃப் பர்சன், அனதர் டைப் ஆஃப் ஹேட்ரெட், வேர் தி அதர் பர்சன் ஹேஸ்ன்ட் டன் ஐதர் குட் ஆர் ஈவில், பட் ஸ்டில் வி ஸ்டார்ட் ஹேட்டிங் தெம் பிகாஸ் வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் ஃப்ரம் சச் பீப்புள். திஸ் பர்சன் குட் ஹேவ் கிவன் மீ, திஸ் பர்சன் குட் ஹேவ் ஹெல்ப்ட் மீ, திஸ் பர்சன் குட் ஹேவ் ப்ரைஸ்ட் மீ, அப்ரிஷியேட்டட் மீ, அப்லவுடெட் மீ, எட்ஸெட்ரா. ஈவன் தோ தி பர்சன் ஹேஸ்ன்ட் டன் எனி திங், வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தட் பர்சன். அண்ட் தட் இஸ் வை தெர் ஆர் டூ திங்ஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் இன் தி கட்டா உபனிஷத். ஒன் இஸ் கால்டு ஆஷா, அனதர் இஸ் கால்டு பிரதீக்ஷா. வாட் இஸ் பிரதீக்ஷா? பிரதீக்ஷா, தி இங்கிலீஷ் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஆஃப் தி வேர்டு பிரதீக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் வெயிட்டிங். வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? இட் ரியலி மீன் எ ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ரிட்டன் ஹிஸ் எக்ஸாம்ஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ மோர் ஆர் லெஸ் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வில் ஹாவ் சம் ஐடியா வெதர் ஐ வில் பாஸ், அது வெதர் ஐ வில் கெட் தேர்ட் கிளாஸ், செகண்ட் கிளாஸ், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், எட்ஸெட்ரா. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரதீக்ஷா. வாட் இஸ் பிரதீக்ஷா? தட் ஐ ஹவ் டன் சம்திங், ஸோ ஐ டிசர்வ் டு கெட் சம் ரிசல்ட். வி ஹாவ் பெய்டு தி ப்ரைஸ் அண்ட் தட் இஸ் வாட் வி டூ எவ்ரி சிங்கிள் டே. ப்ராபப்ளி சம் பீப்புள் கோ டு தி ஹோட்டல்ஸ், ரெஸ்டோரெண்ட்ஸ், தே பே ஃபார் தி ஃபுட், பட் தே ஆர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் பிகாஸ் தே பெய்டு ஃபுட். ஸோ இஃப் தி ஃபுட் இஸ் நாட் அப் டு தேர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன் தென் தே பிகம் டீப்லி டிசப்பாயிண்டட். அண்ட் ஃபன்னி திங் இஸ், டோன்ட் மைண்ட் பிகாஸ் தீஸ் ஆர் தி காமன் திங்ஸ் வி ஹவ் டு அப்சர்வ். இஃப் 10 பீப்புள் சே தட் ரெஸ்டாரண்ட் ப்ரிப்பேர்ஸ் எக்ஸலண்ட் ஃபுட் அண்ட் 50% ஆஃப் அவர் சர்டிஃபிகேட் டு தட் ஹோட்டல் ஆர் ரெஸ்டாரண்ட் கோஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் ஒப்பீனியன். வி ஆர் இன்ஃப்ளூயன்ஸ்டு பை அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் சென்டிமெண்ட். பட் வாட் இஸ் அவர் ஓன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்? ஆர் யூ ஹாப்பி வித் தி திங்? இஃப் வி அனலைஸ், மெனி டைம்ஸ் வி ஃபைண்ட் நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் அப் டு அவர் எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன். இட் குட் ஹேவ் பீன் மச் மச் பெட்டர். தென் டோன்ட் லிசன் டு அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் ஒப்பீனியன்ஸ். சிம்பிளி லீவ் தட் பிளேஸ். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட், ட்ரை இட் சம்வேர் எல்ஸ் அன்டில் யூ ஃபைண்ட், இஃப் எட் ஆல் யூ ஃபைண்ட். பிகாஸ் வாட் இஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம்? தி ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் தி சேம் குக் இஸ் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் எவ்ரி டே மோர் ஆர் லெஸ் தி சேம் திங்ஸ், பட் இட் வில் நாட் டர்ன் அவுட் டு பி 100%. இட் இஸ் நாட் எ மெஷின். மேபி மெக்டொனால்ட்ஸ் மெத்தடாலஜி வில் ஒர்க் ஹியர். ஸோ ஹவ் மெனி இன்க்ரீடியன்ட்ஸ், ஹவு மச் குவான்டிட்டி, தே ஹவ் டு பி மிக்ஸ்டு எக்ஸாக்ட்லி. தி ஹோல் ப்ரோசஸ் இஸ் மெக்கனைஸ்டு. மேபி ஏஐ ரோபோ மே ப்ரிப்பேர் ஆல் அவர் தோஷாஸ், இட்லிஸ் கரீஸ் எட்ஸெட்ரா, பிகாஸ் தேர் ப்ரோக்ராம்ட் டு டூ எக்ஸாக்ட்லி இன் தி சேம் வே. ஸோ மோர் ஆர் லெஸ் வீ கேன் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட். பட் எ ஹியூமன் பீயிங், இட் வேரீஸ் வாஸ்ட்லி ஃப்ரம் எக்ஸ்ட்ராடினர்லி குட். ஈவன் அவர் ஓன் மதர் டசன்ட் ப்ரிப்பேர் சேம் திங்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி இன் தி சேம் வே. சம் டேஸ் இட் மே பி குட், சம் டேஸ் இட் மே பி அக்செப்டபுள், சம் டேஸ் இட் மே பி வர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ மெனி வேரியேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். வாட் ஐ எம் ட்ரைங் டு டெல் யூ தட் வீ ஹவ் டு பி ரேஷனல் அபவுட் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். ஸோ வி டோன்ட் டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் ஒப்பீனியன். யூ எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்ட் அண்ட் தென் யூ கம் டு யுவர் ஓன் கன்க்ளூஷன். தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். நவ் தி டாபிக் ஹியர் இஸ் வை இஸ் இட் தட் பீப்புள் டு நாட் சி காட். தட் மீன்ஸ் வை இஸ் இட் பீப்புள் டு நாட் சி குட்னஸ். காட் இஸ் விதின் தட் வேர்ட் குட். குட்னஸ் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரி பர்சன் ஹேஸ் காட் சம்திங் இன் விச் தட் பர்சன் எக்ஸெப்ட்ஸ். Let us try to see. Second, every person has got some defect. So, let us not expect I may be a mixer of good and bad or even worse, but I have no right to expect from other people. So this appreciation, that's what Holy Mother used to say, stop finding faults with others, start finding fault with yourself, and try to see God in everybody. Make the whole world your own. That's very important. And what happens? I do not need to wait until God, out of His infinite grace, comes and bestows His grace. The moment I get rid of this habit of trying to find defects and faults with other people, to that extent, my mind becomes much happier because I am not expecting. So, what I am trying to tell you, that even when certain faults are very obvious in other people, you overlook those faults. Find out what is positive, what is good. That is called seeing God. And if we progress in this way, one day we see everybody is none other than pure representation of God only. So, why is it? Sri Ramakrishna is asking or putting a question, people do not see God. It is because of the barrier of lust and gold. So, the words used, Kamini Kanchana, in the original Bengali language. And unfortunately, the English translation goes as woman and gold. I also used that words many times, but I feel that the moment we utter the word woman, and most of our devotees are women only, they feel offended. So, Sri Ramakrishna never meant woman. What does he mean? It's to be just plain, to use a plain word, it means sexual attraction. That is why lust. Lust means what? Attraction for the skin. Where the male is attracted towards the female is also attracted towards the male. And unfortunately, nature creates a lot of, the whole chemical factory is going on within each one of us, right from, I don't know about amoeba, probably right from amoeba to the highest, even people in Brahmaloka. What do I mean by people are affected in Brahmaloka? The whole Mahabharata story starts only from the Brahmaloka. You may be surprised. Some people say it starts with a tail of a dog, and it ends also with the tail of a dog. But what is meant is here that this Bhishma's father, he was a great soul. He must be a great spiritual person. And once he was in Brahmaloka, and then this mother, Ganga Devi, was also there at that time. And they looked at each other, and they felt lust for each other. Brahmadeva, immediately his attention is brought down. Even in this highest world, you are only behaving like undeveloped human beings. So better you go finish your desire and become detached from the body, and then only you have a right to come back here. And that is what exactly happened. That is how Bhishma's father Shantanu, he fell in love with Ganga Devi, and we know that blessed and horrific story that goes there. So it is because of the barrier of lust and gold. And then we also have to understand there are so many bodily desires. But the greatest bodily desire is to preserve our identity with the body, that I am the body. Somebody wants his name and fame. Can there be name and fame without any reference to the body? The very expression, honor, a name and fame. Whose name? My name. Whose honor? Whose fame? My fame. My photograph should come in all the present newspapers. And even the Prime Minister and others must send congratulations to me because I have done some good work. No doubt about it. But it is all centers around the body only. Because the body identifies who I am. Sri Ramakrishna means that lust means desire, intense desire, sexual desire is one of the desires. There are so many other desires. And to fulfill those desires, one requires money, and that is called gold. That is to say, sex and money. Sri Ramakrishna continues, in my present state of mind, I can eat a little fish soup if it has been offered to the Divine Mother beforehand. So, say what Sri Ramakrishna is again and again and again repeating, Maya is nothing but lust and gold. And if I sincerely want to get out of the net of Maya, I will have to struggle, at least to the extent that is possible. I must become detached from lust and gold, which is equivalent to saying that I am going to be detached from the body identity. This is the simple truth. And then Sri Ramakrishna, why do people go on eating fish, meat, and how many cattle are killed? How many animals? You name it, there is a farm. Especially in some countries like China, peacock farm is there, rabbit farm is there, and every dog's farm is there, cow's farm not to speak, goat's farm, sheep's farm, fish farm, and crocodile farm. You name it, there is a farm because people want to eat. How much suffering these animals go through, just like us. If a pinprick is there, then we feel so bad. Do we really think that animals do not suffer? Do we understand that animals have feelings? They can also love. They are also afraid. They can also develop cancer. They can also develop psychological problems. I see there is absolutely no difference between one life and the other life. It's a marvelous subject. What Sri Ramakrishna means is that if we want to see God, then slowly we have to detach ourselves from the idea that I am the body. So much of meaning is there. We will talk about it in future classes. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagatgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.